Radical Christianity. So you're a fanatic. So you believe. You believe in Christ. Your faith is extreme. You go all out for him. You're a Jesus freak. You wear the t-shirts. You go to the concerts. You have a cross around your neck. You have a bumper sticker. You shout hallelujah. You go to youth conferences. And you lift up your hands. You go to Bible studies. And you sing the songs. You're polite, well-mannered, and respectable. Is this really radical Christianity? Listen. Christian. You have to seek him. You have to seek him hard. With all that you have. You have to be dead to yourself. You have to be dead to the world. You have to lose your life. Lose the comfort. Lose the convenience. Lose the health, wealth, and prosperity. You have to lay down your life. Lay down your family, your friends, your job, your future, your very life. You have to repent. You have to have sorrows. You have to have anguish. You have to weep tears of blood. You must have the entire world against you. Men must have hatred on their lips for you. You must be mocked. You must be persecuted. You must undergo affliction. You must constantly be suffering. You must pick up your cross, deny yourself, and be dead to this world. Every thought, every breath must be returned unto him with gratitude and praise. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year of your life must constantly be spent on thinking about him. You have to walk in his ways. You have to listen to his voice. You must have a raging passion and a burning heart. You must be like a madman, uncontrollable and out of your mind. For him. To the wind with being religious and pretty and churchy. To the wind with ego and reputation. To the wind with being respectable and conservative. I want godliness. I want holiness. Take my life. Take my body. Beat me. Annihilate me. Stone me. Crucify me. Burn me at the stake. And with whatever strength is left in my dying and mangled body, with whatever strength I could possibly muster up, I would have to lift up my voice like a trumpet. I would have to shout out to the world with a deafening voice that would reach the ends of the earth that Jesus is worthy. So you're a Christian. You believe in Christ. You consider yourself to be extreme. A radical Christian. We don't have the slightest clue. A radical Christian? We don't even know what that means.